Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here, welcoming you to the first episode of the new year, 2018. We are super excited because I not only have a sneak peek into our live event, I also have a very special guest. Some of you may know her as Demo Danielle if you have been through the BHC program, but here at HCI, we know her as our Director of Content and Brand Strategy. So here is a moment of Demo Danielle coming out on stage at HCI Live.
Raise your hand if you're in BHC and you've done Pillar 2.
Ooh.
I'd love to introduce you to Demo Danielle!
Should I tell them what happened this morning?
This morning? What happened this morning?
So Stacey called me out on my shit, basically. like Carrie was literally just saying, it's sometimes when you don't feel something for yourself, you work with somebody who brings you into that version of yourself that sometimes you just can't see right now. Oh, man. I knew I was going to cry at some point. And I had planned for months to come out of the closet as Danielle, Demo Danielle, with all my cats and all the magic carpet rides and all the froyo and all the things. Cat carpet rides. And I was actually going to do it at the last event, and I didn't do it, and I stayed quiet. And then I had this whole big thing prepared, like, in my mind. And tomorrow I was going to do this big reveal and debut a really cool campaign that we're working on for your clients. So it's exciting. And then Stacey asked me today, are you doing that? And I said, no. No, we didn't have time. No, I had to help Eric, and I had to help you in 3 days of things. And I let fear take the driver's seat. And Stacey was like, well, no. And what I realized was after being at the Dress to Express party last night, this is how the conversation started, and just speaking to some of you amazing men and women who are coming up to me, telling me how inspired you are by my confidence, how my confidence gives you confidence. And to think that I was gonna say I'm not confident enough to be myself.
No. One of the things that I think is so inspiring is I've had people come up to me at this event and say, and at many events, and just say, I'm scared to be seen because I don't look like a poster child health coach. So you're the MC of this event. You're being seen. So how are you okay? And what transformed for you in this process? Because we worked together in that 90-day program, and it was amazing. It was life-changing for me, too.
Yeah.
Incredible work.
We were actually supposed to only do one session, and we ended up doing way more than that. Fell into instant rapport love.
Yeah, of like, what transformed for you that allows you to be seen and be visible
and
be confident? It's not that you're like confident all the time.
Yeah, because that's my thing, right? Like, my critter brain doesn't want me to be visible, but my soul wants to be seen and heard. And it actually, my whole journey started with TCM. It helped me to kick start my weight loss. before even we started doing the 90-day program. And the reason why we started was because I emailed Stacy and I said, I want to be the Jennifer Hudson of HCI.
Done.
When my critter brain stuff came up, one of the things that I had to remember is that I can own it. God made me bigger because otherwise I would just hide. I would keep hiding. So sometimes I feel like it's such a blessing for me to be as divine as I am. So that when I want to hide, I am always seen. And so if you're out there and you're questioning my look or my size or whatever it is, just own it. And when you own it, everybody wants to, it's like a magnet. And everybody will come to you, and they want to learn from you, and they want to be your friend.
Hey, Better Than Ever podcasters. I hope you enjoyed that little sneak peek into our live event. This podcast is not over just yet, because I am joined today by the one and only Demo Danielle. Hey, Danielle, how you doing?
Hey, Hannah. Great. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Danielle, for the first time, has listened to her moment at HCI Live. So, Danielle, what did it feel like to sort of relive that experience?
Well, it certainly wasn't as painful as I thought it was going to be.
You thought it was going to be painful?
I did. I actually refused multiple times to replay it. I had like this experience where I was blacked out and outside of my body and I didn't know what I said and I was afraid that I said something like silly or whatever. So yeah, it was actually really inspiring, and hearing all the laughter and applause and actually being able to see standing ovations just reminds me why I got up there in the first place. So thank you for having me listen and watch.
Well, I'm glad to take you out of your comfort zone anytime. Danielle, you kind of got the opportunity of a lifetime for all of us, like, big-time HCI fans. You got to work with Stacy as your coach. Tell us a little bit about that, because, you know, I'm sort of like fangirl about that one.
Yeah, I definitely hit like the coach Powerball there, getting Stacy as my coach. And like I said in the recording, I had my own experience where I started dabbling in the transformational coaching method and wanting to learn it. I became a student of the work and became a client of the work at the same time. You know, when we have our trainings, we do our skills labs. So as I'm practicing, we then switch roles and then I become the client. And so through all of those juicy transformational coaching method exercises, I learned so much about myself. It was really my first taste of coaching. Deep, powerful coaching. And I had started to lose a lot of weight and I had really put it on. When I first started at HCI, I went from being in a really high pace in work environment to being in a remote situation where I was totally stagnant. It was my first year at HCI and I went to my very first live event. I think it was TCM Live at the time, and I had this total freak out that I was the fat girl in the room, and I had like a meltdown. And I don't know if you know much about like law of attraction, but I began to feel like I didn't belong and had a pretty bad trip. I actually left that live event. I almost missed my flight and I sprained my knee on the flight home.
Oh, jeez.
And I was out of commission for months. And I had put on A lot of weight. I gained more than I ever had before and felt totally stuck in this whole depression of, oh, I deserve this. I don't belong. And then TCM came around and TCM started, and it was one of those, like, what do I have to lose? I have everything to gain moments. And I partnered up with another coworker, and we went through the transformational coaching method. And by the end of the 10 lessons or so, I had just dropped 20 pounds without trying, and I felt different without really intentionally meaning to be different. It was like, really, it felt like a magic wand had just brushed away a lot of those fears and doubts, and I started to feel more normal. And it kickstarted this desire and passion in me to really fulfill a different purpose. And first, that started with just feeling better in my body. And that's actually when I emailed Stacy and I said, hey, just in case it ever happens to come around, I'd love to be like the spokesperson for HCI and to the power of health coaching, because I had just gotten a little taste and I was determined to be the Jennifer Hudson of HCI. So there's that story.
That's very cute. I like that. Jennifer Hudson of HCI.
And to make it even better, she didn't respond to me for like months. It was like, and I'm the person that checks my email every 2 seconds, hoping that she wrote me back. But
it's
then
like the boy in high school that didn't ask you to prom, but was totally going to.
And I hinted real hard. And then the opportunity came where she was creating a demo library for our Become a Health Coach program, and she must have remembered that I asked, and she at the time was going to do one client per skills lab. And so I was only scheduled to do one with her, but once we started our coaching, I did like the very first one, I put in my input sheet, and it just felt so right. Like I said, instant rapport love is real between us. So once we did the first one, I think she felt just as much as me that like I needed that at the time. And so we just continued on and finished the 90 days.
So how is this different than when you went through it before?
So TCM is more so the coaching technique, and you're getting deep coaching, and it's amazing and magical and wonderful. And I hadn't yet put it into a health coaching context. So, you know, while I was receiving a lot of deep coaching and giving deep coaching, I wasn't attaching that to any goals at the time. And so the 90-day health coaching transformation program really helped me to be more in tune with my body and to set goals and to really appreciate the process.
Mm-hmm. How would you say TCM has now shaped your relationships, not only with yourself, but with others, you know, loved ones, coworkers? Mm. Like, what has TCM done for you?
TCM, I feel like I could go on for a really long time about all of the benefits. It has done so much for me in my life. The first thing that I value the most is that it redefined self-worth for me. That is something that I had gone to years of therapy. I have tried to do my own work. And it was something that TCM really started to do in the very first skills lab with just 5 simple questions. To think that you come to a coaching session wishing that you had gone to the gym or that you would make time to go to the gym, and then finding out that like what's really deep inside of you is that you're not even giving any time for yourself because you feel something terrible might happen if you spend the half an hour there. So, I mean, it unlocked this whole layer beyond the surface for me. that's just one piece of what it did for me internally. And then my relationships have all blossomed from TCM. I became more curious. And if you'd like, you coaches out there, and you probably know, it's just when you take a moment to become curious, you turn judgment into love. You can just take a breath before you speak, and sometimes that can save your butt in a situation with your spouse. And it saved me before. And so much more, really. I mean, I'm a student and certified mastery coach as well, and so I've done that deeper work too that redefined my family relationships and these suffering obligations of love that we put ourselves in. And it's amazing. I really, like, when I say a magic wand, I'm not even joking about it. I can't put to words sometimes the effect that it's had on me.
For somebody who, a coach, is currently going through BHC and they're getting in the 90-day program, why is it important that, you know, maybe they move on to TCM? Now, you've been through the 90-day program as a client, you've been through TCM as a client and a coach. Why is that next step important for coaches to take their clients through?
The 90-day health coaching transformation is so powerful, and it teaches you so much about awareness and setting goals and aligning yourself with anchors. And what the TCM work does is takes all of that a step deeper. Mm-hmm. And again, you're going beyond the surface of what you think your problems are. It's bizarre, and it feels like sorcery, but it's not. It's actually just asking really deep questions and letting your clients figure out the answers. Mm-hmm. And they know. And it's not, and I think part of the learning in TCM and Mastery for the coach is that you don't have to fix your clients, and they're not coming to you to fix and solve their problems, but you help guide them into a version of themselves that they want to be. And sometimes, as a client, I know myself, sometimes they can't see that in the moment. But if they're working with you, they have that desire, and there's even a twinkle in their eye if they've paid to be with you and they're setting these intentions, then they have, you know, they have every desire to get to that next level, and they'll go there with you if you just stay curious.
Mm-hmm. I want to know, why was it important for you to come out at this event? Why now?
I have been behind the scenes for a really long time, and not just at HCI, but just even in my life. I'm a performer, I'm a singer. A lot of students who listen to my demos probably remember that about me.
And she's good, guys. She's a real good singer.
I'm so good. I wanted to come out for a long time. I see the comments that these amazing students leave about me, and they wish me well, and they tell me that I am the client that they wish they have or that they're looking for. And I see the comments about, oh, I wonder where she is now. And I've always wanted to kind of give an update and tell and share my story a little bit, because when I was the demo client, we didn't necessarily say that I worked with Stacy. We didn't want it to appear staged, as inauthentic or staged, because it wasn't. That was as real could be. I shared a lot of deep, vulnerable things, and I don't have a problem with that. Like I've always wanted to share my story, and I've always hid from that.
Well, and a lot of people feel like they know you because, I mean, you've opened up to not just to Stacy, but to our entire community. So any student that is going through BHC probably knows who Demo Danielle is with her Froyo and Sally Cat. So.
And it was amazing at the live event to have our students come up to me and say, you are such a huge part of my certification and learning. And you helped teach me how to be a better coach, or the coach that I am today. And like, that is, first of all, mind blowing for me. But it just fills me with such immense gratitude to think about how something that was so life-changing for me has this crazy intense ripple effect. I'm gonna cry, probably. I'm over here getting emotional, and we're in person, so. I'm
just giving you the stares.
Tissues. But it's amazing to think about that ripple effect, and it's kind of like our company slogan, first for you and then for others. Spark the change first for you and then for others. And it's actually really similar to my New Year's mantra.
Ooh, speaking of mantras, what is your mantra?
My mantra this year is me first. And I know that a lot in my life I've kind of let other people take the lead, and I have been the carefree, nonchalant, like, oh, go with the flow and I'm down to earth and I'll do whatever you want without making decisions for myself. And I noticed that the more I am on my own journey, because it doesn't stop. Like, it's not like I just did one session of TCM with Stacy and I'm cured. It's great, and she helped jumpstart. By the way, I lost about 60 pounds.
What?
Yeah, and
really?
still counting. So
congratulations.
Thank you. And the more I realized that I've lived my life for the benefit of other people or out of necessity, it doesn't serve myself. And I fall into those patterns of putting others before myself. And this year I say me first, because while some people may think that the statement me first sounds a little selfish, I'm looking at it as self-full, self-fulfilling. Because, yeah, that's why.
Well, I certainly love it. And thank you for sharing your mantra with us. And guys, you can also go declare your mantras if you go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com/mynewyearsmantra. Go on over there, check out our super cool filter. We've got a video on it. There's lots of stuff for you to see. And then if you tag us at healthcoachinst and use the hashtag mynewyearsmantra, and then you click on that little hashtag, you will be able to see all of your peers, all of the people who listen to the podcast, all of the HCI tribe, what their New Year's mantra is. So go do that. Check out our community. It's totally worth it. Danielle, I can't thank you enough, one, for being vulnerable and sharing all that you have with this community. Because if you have gone through BHC, if you have gone to an event, if you have attended a retreat, you definitely know who Danielle is. Danielle, thank you again for sharing. And if there is anything that you can leave our podcast listeners with, what would it be?
This is my Mr. Rogers moment, but I feel like there's so much that I would love to say that you could take with you. And if anything that you could learn from my experience is to just follow that feeling, that gut feeling. So if you are thinking that you're meant for more or that you're not living your purpose, and just follow it and stay curious, and it will lead you to where you ultimately need to be. Mm-hmm. And where you are right now is perfect. And if it doesn't feel that way, follow that too. And go to the
HCA is my New Year's mantra, and check out my cat's mantra. You'll like that.
Danielle has, in fact, given her cat, Sunny Jackson, a mantra. And what is his mantra?
I am perfect.
Roll the R's and everything.
Meowsing.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Danielle, for joining us on the Better Than Ever podcast. It's our first podcast of the new year, so we are super thrilled to be featuring. Yes, you are the first.
Wow, lots of firsts today.
I know. Danielle, thank you again for joining us. We love seeing you at the events, and we will see you at HCI Live coming up this April. Yes.
Yep, April 13th, 14th, 15th, Phoenix, Arizona.
Awesome. Well, guys, have a wonderful week, and don't forget to declare your mantras. Again, that website is www.healthcoachinstitute.com/my New Year's mantra. We'll see you later, and thanks again, Danielle.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.